You're listening to the News That Makes It program on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome Thierry in his news. Kansas City's military headquarters teaches how to workshop on republishing the book on the history of Kansas City's armed force in 1975-2015 period. The book on the history of Kansas City's armed force in 1975-2015 phase depicts the process of building, fighting, and growing of Kansas City's armed force. The book highlights the concern of the high command of the military zone, local authority leaders, and the protection of people that formed the general strength so that the armed force could achieve glorious feats to contribute to the cause of national liberation, reunification, building and safeguarding the fatherland, and fulfilling the international mission of helping the friend country of Cambodia. 10 years after the book on the history of Kansas City's armed force had been published, full attainments of the city's armed force need to be updated as revealed by the compiling board. The chairman of Kansas City People's Committee just signed the decision approving the first phase of Châu Đốc – Cần Thơ – Sóc Trăng Expressway Construction Investment Project, or Component Project Number 2, that runs through Kansas City at the total investment level of more than 9,700,000,000,000 Vietnam Dong. Under the project, Component Project Number 2 running through Kansas City starts at kilometer 57+200 in Thanh Quế – Khánh Bình – Vĩnh Thạnh Suburban District and ends at kilometer 94+615 in Trường Xuân Bi – Khánh Bình – Thới Lai Suburban District. The entire route takes a length of 37.42 kilometers with 30 bridges. The project has a total investment level of 9,725,000,000,000 Vietnam Dong, executed from 2022 to 2027. Around 262 hectares of land are estimated to be revoked, with roughly 908 households being stricken, including 160 cases in Vĩnh Thạnh, 400 in Cờ Đỏ, 348 in Thới Lai. There is a need for 260 resettlement floors. Permanent member cam chairman of Kansas City's Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee Nguyễn Trung Nhân and an inspection group have recently had surveillance on front task in Thuc Nop Upper District. Right from the beginning of the year, Thuc Nop Upper District's Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee has well carried out political tasks and patriotic campaigns, for example, offering support for 6,687 policy categorized families under traditional dedication, offering over 19,000 gifts at a total value of 11 billion Vietnam Dong earmarked from the state budget and socializing sources, fulfilling the army recruitment task in 2023, raising support to build and repair 47 great solidarity houses at a total value of 4.3 billion Vietnam Dong. The chairman of Kansas City's Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee requested Thuc Nop Upper District's Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee to continue improving the operational quality of movements, promoting the Great Solidarity Block, multiplying good models in 2023. The chairman of Kansas City's People's Committee has just enacted a decision that sets targets on medical insurance, compulsory and voluntary social insurance, and unemployment insurance in 2023 for district People's Committees. The chairman assigned the director of the city's social insurance to combine with the directors of the departments of health, labor and values, and social affairs to assign tasks for district People's Committees and relevant units for execution. Kansas City fulfilled and surpassed all targets on the admission of social, medical, and unemployment insurance set in 2022, especially the medical insurance coverage target completed 100% of the task, raising the rate of medical insurance coverage to 92% of the population. Vietnamese áo dài has long been considered the symbol of the culture and beauty of Vietnamese women, a meaningful activity. The Áo Dài Week will take place in Kansas City from upcoming March 1 to 8. In compliance with the official letter from Vietnam Women's Union, the Permanent Board of Kansas City's Vietnam Women's Union has just enacted an official letter responding to this activity. Currently, women's unions at all levels of the city are tasked with mobilizing female employees to respond to the event with the aim to spread the beauty of áo dài while boosting propaganda of the áo dài week on mass media means and community communication channels, social networks, with aim to assert position and roles of áo dài in the whole society. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.